Artists in automobiles. Distance from Spirit of Music, 0.5 miles, a 10-minute walk. Next, stroll over to South Court of Presidents, where innovation meets artistry in artists and automobiles. This exhibit celebrates creative reuse, featuring sculptures made from discarded car parts. Look for Dessa Kurt's Red Lilies, vibrant flowers crafted from Cadillac roofs and doors, and Lucy Slavinsky's Hedgerow, a tangle of mufflers and headlights transformed into garden elegance. These imaginative pieces remind us of the endless possibilities of art and sustainability. Equestrian Indians, distance from Magdalen, 0.1 miles, a 2-minute walk. Steps away in Congress Plaza, you'll encounter Ivan Mistrovic's Commanding Equestrian Indians. These towering bronze figures depict Native Americans poised into action, their absence of weapons encouraging viewers to imagine their stories. At 35 feet tall, these sculptures symbolize the strength and vitality of the land's original inhabitants, blending Chicago's history with Mistrovic's Dalmatian roots. Fountain of the Great Lakes. Distance from Paris Metro Entryway, 0.4 miles. An 8-minute walk. Journey toward the South Garden of the Art Institute of Chicago to find Laredo Taft's Fountain of the Great Lakes. Five draped bronze nymphs elegantly channel water in the pattern of the Great American Lakes, a poetic tribute to the interconnected waterways of the Midwest. This 1913 fountain combines beauty and functionality, inviting visitors to reflect on the importance of these natural resources. Lyons, distance from the Fountain of the Great Lakes, 0.2 miles, a 4-minute walk. Complete your tour by visiting Edward Keamy's iconic Lyons, flanking the Art Institute of Chicago's entrance. Cast in bronze after their plaster debut at the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, these regal guardians symbolize vigilance and strength. The South Lion watches attentively, while the North Lion prepares to roar and pounce, each embodying the spirit of this grand institution. Magdalen, distance from artists and automobiles, 0.2 miles, a 4-minute walk. Wander a little further to discover Dessa Kirk's Magdalen, nestled in a triangular garden at Congress Parkway and Michigan Avenue. This ethereal figure becomes one with her surroundings as vines and flowers adorn her skirt, changing with the seasons. Kirk's fusion of natural beauty and welded artistry brings a touch of magic to this quiet urban oasis. Paris Metro Entryway, distance from Equestrian Indians, 0.3 miles, a 6-minute walk. Head northeast to the Paris Metro Entryway, a stunning Art Nouveau reproduction by Hector Gamard. Installed in 2003, this ornate gateway connects Chicago to its sister city, Paris. With its floral motifs and flowing lines, the entryway offers a little slice of France amidst the city's urban bustle. Return back to Lemurian Essex at 800 South Michigan Avenue. Distance from Lyons, 0.5 miles, a 10-minute walk. After soaking in the vibrant artistry and history of Chicago, enjoy a leisurely stroll back to your starting point. In total, this loop spans approximately 2.5 miles and offers an immersive journey through the city's rich cultural tapestry. Spirit of Music. Distance from the start, 0.3 miles, a 6-minute walk. Welcome to your first stop. The Spirit of Music, a striking homage to Theodore Thomas, the first conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. This 14-foot-tall bronze muse cradling a lyre represents the harmony and passion Thomas brought to Chicago's music scene. Created by Alban Paulus and complemented by Howard Van Dorn Shaw, this 1923 masterpiece has a storied history of relocations before finding its home near Balboa Drive and Michigan Avenue. As you admire this symphony captured in bronze relief, let the rich history of Chicago's legacy set the tone for your journey. Starting point. Le Méridien Essex, Chicago, 800 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 6.05. Agora, Big Feet by Magdalena Abakanovic. Distance from starting point, 0.5 miles, approximately 4 minutes by bike. Nestled in the southwest corner of Grant Park, Agora greets visitors with its awe-inspiring presence. This installation comprises of 106 towering, headless torsos made of cast iron. The name Agora, derived from the Greek word meeting place, sets the tone for this thought-provoking work by internationally renowned Polish artist Magdalena Abakanovic. As you wander among these 9-foot-tall figures, their motionless forms seem to carry the whispers of history and humanity. Chicago by Joan Miró. Distance from the Picasso, 0.1 miles, approximately 1 minute by bike. Just around the corner in Brunswick Building Plaza, Joan Miró's celestial-inspired sculpture awaits. At 40 feet tall, the striking figure blends steel, bronze, ceramic tile, and wire mesh into a mesmerizing work that celebrates femininity, the cosmos, and the earth. Affectionately known as Miss Chicago, it faced early controversy, but has since won the hearts of locals and visitors alike. Cloudgate, a.k.a. The Bean, by Anish Kapoor. Distance from Crown Fountain, 0.2 miles, approximately 2 minutes by bike. A short ride leads to the beloved Bean, officially named Cloudgate. This gleaming elliptical sculpture by British artist Anish Kapoor reflects the city's skyline in breathtaking detail. Inspired by Mercury's fluidity, the seamless stainless steel surface invites visitors to explore its distortions, making every glance a unique experience. Walk beneath the 12-foot-high arc and step into an optical marvel where Chicago's urban beauty becomes your artistic backdrop. Crown Fountain by John Plensa. Distance from Agora, 1.4 miles, approximately 10 minutes by bike. Pedal your way to Millennium Park to experience a fountain like no other. Crown Fountain's two 50-foot glass block towers project the faces of Chicagoans, who come to life as they spout water from their lips into a shadow reflecting pool below. Spanish artist John Plensa was inspired by the ancient tradition of gargoyles, symbols of life-giving water, and modernized it with LED technology and community spirit. A visit during warmer months ensures the full spectacle of water, but the illuminated faces remain enchanting year-round. Flamingo by Alexander Calder. Distance from the Four Seasons, 0.2 miles, approximately 2 minutes by bike. Your final stop before heading back brings you to Federal Plaza, where Alexander Calder's Flamingo commands your attention. Its vibrant red color and 53-foot height stand in dramatic contrast to the surrounding modernistic architecture. This open design invites you to walk underneath, marveling at its balance of weight and airiness. The Flamingo's playful curves make it a lasting icon of Chicago's artistic landscape. The Four Seasons by Marc Chagall. Distance from the Miro, 0.2 miles, approximately 2 minutes by bike. Continue to Chase Tower Plaza tomorrow at Marc Chagall's vibrant mosaic masterpiece. Thousands of hand-cut tiles in over 250 colors create 6 scenes depicting Chicago's seasons and skyline. This labor of love, designed in Chagall's French studio, was modified by the artist upon installation, reflecting his enduring love for the Windy City. Each section is alive with birds, flowers, lovers, and a deep sense of life's cynical beauty.